This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm going to be taping a bunch of big interviews tomorrow and Saturday, and let's put a time on it. 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern will air. Looks like it's going to be like a four-hour special report on 9/11, on the new 9/11 of the released virus and the mutants, a bunch of doctors, a bunch of experts, a bunch of huge guests. I'll just leave it at that. Dr. Zelenko is joining us on the Friday show tomorrow, but we just are going to be working really hard on Friday and Saturday for you, and I'll be back Sunday as well, 4 to 6 p.m. live, Owen, 6 to 9 p.m., because every day we're on air is precious. Every minute we can talk to you is precious. And remember, you're so awesome supporting us, supporting yourself, your own future, run this together, and spreading the word absolutely overrides the enemy. Absolutely devastates them. So more important than even listening to this broadcast, because you're already awake, a lot of you know more than I do, is spreading the word, whether it's on the back of cards, freeworldnews.tv, hey, here's the forbidden information, or whether you spray paint it on the side of your barn, or whether you climb up and spray paint on, on some vaccine sign. Ooh, don't do that, I'm joking. We're in a war, folks. Civil disobedience. Take action now, like Greg Reese is doing. Greg Reese has done another great report. Find it at the Greg Reese section there on the left-hand side. Click it at man.video. And it's very, very important what Greg has to say here. Never forget how they lied to us. Never forget how they lied to us. Went up last night, got a quarter million plus views. It needs to have 10 million views. You guys are doing a great job sharing the videos and the articles. I think Greg's got some of the best work on the site, so please share it. Here's the report. We'll come back with Roger Stone.
As we near the 20th anniversary of 9/11, never forget how thousands were killed and we were sold a lie from day one. If you still believe the story that Osama bin Laden directed 19 terrorists to hijack airplanes and destroy skyscrapers specifically designed to absorb airplane collisions, then I recommend you start with Architects and Engineers of 9/11 Truth. But for those of us who can see past the lies, let us never accept them again. Never forget how we were sold the whole story before the sun ever set that day. And never forget what followed. Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, the destruction of nations, and the weaponization of civilian refugees. As the nation is preparing for the memorial of 9/11, never forget how the CIA and their media spin the lies. With the recent catastrophe in Afghanistan, the stories we are told through the mainstream media are either that the president is incompetent, or that it was a huge success. But what else are they showing us? We were shown pictures of the Taliban trolling Joe Biden with ice cream cones, reminiscent of the popular use of memes in conservative American politics. And we were shown how the Taliban is critical of American social media censorship, just as American conservatives are. Call me suspicious, but it almost seems as if they are creating the appearance of an alliance between Islamic terrorists and American patriots. We have witnessed the power of brainwashing. Many will simply believe whatever they are told to believe. MSNBC compares American Christians to the Taliban, and we have seen the recent public warning made by Homeland Security ahead of the 20th anniversary of 9/11 that describes American Christian conservatives as a terror threat. While our borders are being flooded, we are being told that terrorists are coming in disguised as refugees. Like millions of others, I hope and pray to live through the 20th anniversary of 9/11 without incident. But a story is being laid out, and the story seems to be leading to another major false flag event wherein American patriots are framed. Never forget the lives sacrificed. Never forget those responsible. And never forget the way they lie. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
are a lot of energy drinks and energy pills on the market. And, of course, most of them work because if something doesn't work, people aren't going to reorder it. But they have side effects. They have chemicals. They have dyes in them that hurt your brain and hurt your cells and hurt your body in the process and leave you burnt out and hungover. InfoWars for years has consulted top developers and top labs to bring you BrainForce Plus, to bring you TurboForce, and other clean formulas that give you long, sustained, focused energy. Well, now we are introducing something that is at the next level, multiple years in development. It is Brain Force Ultra. It is a liquid in a dropper, and it is twice as strong as Brain Force Plus just in the natural caffeine department. Then it's got a bunch of other powerful herbs and compounds that will take your focus and your clarity to the next level with clean energy. And it funds the InfoWar, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So many giant events are taking place so fast. It's just simply incredible. But really, the biggest of all is the 900 pages that The Intercept sued and got 3 days ago, released, and I've read over that one right here. SARS gain of function, an email from Anthony Fauci to his underlings, and they're discussing how they're merging five viruses to create COVID-19. Now you've got Senator Cotton and the rest of them, like Rand Paul, saying he deserves to be put in prison. But they control the FBI. Former war crimes prosecutor lays out blueprint to prosecute Fauci and co. for creating COVID-19 at the state grand jury level. I suggest if you want to stop this nightmare, folks, you share this video. Here's another one. Rand Paul calls for 5 years in jail for Fauci lying to Congress. So does Senator Cotton. But the media is blacking it out. And when Jen Psaki got asked about it, she ran off the podium. So joining us right now is Roger Stone. I saw that a little over a week ago he put out a video, Roger Stone, Trump Must Run in 2024. Video's up at band.video. And then a few days later, I saw Donald Trump is 9,900% likely to run for president. New York Times. When will Trump answer the big 2024 question? And the word is he's very close to actually deciding to do it now. When before, he wasn't. And so we have his confidant, the guy that got him to run for office, began with his former chief financial advisor, is always very humble about that, and good friends with Trump, was pardoned by Trump. And so, Roger, I know you're on about Trump running, and that's important, but I'm glad you raised this during the break when we talked to my producer and said you want to go at Fauci, because you are a great juxtaposed the Fauci openly lying to Congress, caught red-handed with them then trying to put you in prison and wrongfully convicting you of lying to Congress. So let's tackle that first. Roger Stone, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Alex. I'm delighted to be with you. You hit it right on the head. I mean, I was charged with lying to Congress despite the fact that any misstatement that I made was immaterial. I hid no underlying crime. Dr. Anthony Fauci lied to Congress, and he covered up the death of thousands of Americans, a very serious crime. So my question for you is a simple one. When will 29 heavily armed FBI agents storm his home in the pre-dawn hours? When will he be taken into custody? When will the CNN cameras be allowed to focus on his arrest? And how soon is that going to happen? Because he's lied about something truly monumental here. He's busted. And either we do have a two-tiered justice system or we don't. Let's find out right now.
Roger, how can they not indict him? This is like someone videotaping torturing their wife to death and then delivering it to the police, and then the police do nothing. I mean, this is open and shut.
But I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think he is busted. as you point out, the mainstream media blackout is not helpful because it stops the critical mass of citizens demanding that we have one standard of justice. I mean, for 2 years, as you know, I was vilified, smeared, gagged, lynched, deplatformed, bankrupted, censored, essentially ruined. This guy has cost thousands of Americans their lives. It's unfathomable that there'll be no consequences. It's just, it's extraordinarily hard to believe.
Well, let me be clear. I have on my desk here 900 plus pages that they got. We already have conferences he held on gain of function. We already have emails where he said do the gain of function. I just showed one coming into the segment. I'll show it again over TV viewers. But he's in there saying in 2019 early, okay, merge these five viruses of this civet and this bat and this, and then create a vaccine for it and make sure it can jump into humans. That's gain of function. It's there. It's absolute, complete confession. And then he sits there with that whole arrogant, smug act. He's an evil little creature. I tell you, he even looks evil. He's just an arrogant SOB.
Well, and as you know, that this is not the first time that he's pulled this act. So if you go all the way back to the HIV crisis, when he was the head of the CDC, it was very clear that there were drugs such as Bactrim, a simple, inexpensive, long-approved drug for viral infections that could have treated people with the specific pneumonia that was caused by the HIV virus. Yet Fauci would not approve Bactrim for that official use because he was holding out for a vaccination on which he could not only make his name, but to make millions. And therefore, doctors were not able to prescribe Bactrim for men who had HIV. And again, thousands died. So it is amazing that he's pulling the same act all over again. And frankly, Alex, my hat's off to Rand Paul. Rand Paul has shown enormous courage going after this little weasel, hammer and tong, while the rest of the Republican caucus just remains silent, strangely silent, which I think leads us to our next topic, which is, yes, a very definite shift in my opinion. Previously, when I've been asked about Donald Trump in 2024, I've been more cautious. First of all, in politics, 3.5 years is a lifetime. That event is far from us. And frankly, if I were the president, I'm not sure that I would want to stick my head back in the pressure cooker. I mean, this poor man for us and for our country was the target of an avalanche of vituperation and hatred and abuse, smeared and belittled. He still achieved an enormous amount. Now, you and I agree. He's human, like we all are. He has his flaws. I disagree with his continuing to push the safety of the COVID-19 vaccination. But to his credit, he also said that each individual should be allowed to decide for
That's
themselves.
That's right. He says it's up to you, which is light years better than Biden, who is CNN's reporting, because they have the inside scoop. I do believe CNN when they report on Biden, because it's the same group. They're saying he's going to order all federal employees, even if you have immunity or medical issues, to take it. That is truly Nuremberg violating Joseph Mengele crap.
Yeah, look, Anthony Fauci makes Dr. Mengele look like Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, makes her look like Florence Nightingale. I mean, before this is over, Anthony Fauci could, in fact, be a mass murderer in the same league as Stalin or Mao or even Hitler. I hate to use that because it's so overused, but there's no question whatsoever that at this juncture, in my opinion, Trump has to run. It's no longer a question of whether he wants to or whether he should. I don't see anyone else who can reach critical mass. I don't see anyone else who can rally the people. I don't see anyone else who has risen to fill what could be a vacuum if the president decided not to run.
Well, let's cut right to it. It makes me admire Trump more, all the heat he's under, because I know he kind of wanted to sell off the sunset of elite and leave him alone, and he sees them butchering the country. He saw what happened in Afghanistan when he actually had a real deal, would have left special forces there for a while. He sees that, and is that what shifted him? I know you talked to him quite a bit into now being ready to run again.
I can't really say what the determining event has been here, but I think the systematic undoing of everything great Donald Trump did for this country. I mean, let's start with the economy. They tried two totally fake impeachments to try to remove him. That failed. Then they took advantage and weaponized, politicized this so-called pandemic. I think that he's just reached his saturation point. I think he understands that he's the only one who can step forward and do something. The only one who can.
Well, he looks great. He looks like he's lost 40 pounds. He looks 10 years younger. Roger, I know you're in a car. I know he got you on late, but to do one more segment on this, it's such huge news. Roger Stone with us. This is exclusive info. And by the way, our Sly Fox friend here knows a lot more than he's letting on, too. Looks like Trump's going to run, folks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Segment with Roger Stone, and then I've got so much global news, some really good Second Amendment news, and some really horrible Second Amendment news. Wait till you hear this next segment. But getting back to Roger Stone here on the Alex Jones Show, he's again busy guy driving down the road in a car right now, or they just stopped. This is such huge news. So I want to give you the floor here to recap what you said before the break, to talk about Trump's demeanor. I know you don't want to get into private conversations with him, but you live right there in the area. You guys talk a lot and are good friends. And his shift and why he is right now, basically from the word, and you're saying that looks like it, right now he is intending to run for president in 2024. It sounds like we're kind of giving people their answer right now, and when might he announce that? So start over, and you've got the floor here.
Thank you, Alex. First of all, I would note that in the immediate period after the election, I was among those who urged the president to get out around the country rather than staying at Mar-a-Lago and sulking about the outrageousness of the post-election period and the record number of anomalies and irregularities in the election. And as you've seen in the polls, you now have almost a quarter of those who voted for Joe Biden with buyer's remorse. Not understandable given the state of the country. And I think as Donald Trump looks around the globe, he sees the Iranians raining missiles on Israel. He sees the Russians hacking our biggest pipeline and giving us back the password, kind of just to show us that they can do it. He sees the Chinese hassling American flag vessels in the South China Seas, out of the question under President Donald Trump. He sees the Russians massed on the borders of Crimea. He sees the specter of further lockdowns to further destroy the once robust economy that Donald Trump alone brought us. I think he's reached his saturation point. I also think he's looked at the rest of the party, and he just hasn't seen, as I have not seen, anyone else who can rise to the occasion. I don't see another viable candidate who can hold together all of those in the America First coalition, who can raise the money, but let's get right to it. Who has the balls to take these people on? Because it takes enormous courage. And the one thing you know about Trump is the man has ice water in his veins. He's tough as nails. I worked for Richard Nixon. I worked for Senator Bob Dole, great American hero. Both those guys were very, very tough guys. But neither one of them is as tough as Donald Trump. The guy's resilient. You've seen this over during his first term, where he let the hatred and the vituperation and the attacks on him roll off his back, and he went right back in to do combat. He's a true American patriot. The one thing that's predictable about Donald Trump, he's completely unpredictable.
Roger, let's talk about this. Let's talk about strategies. Some have talked about him running for the Senate or running for the House of Representatives. Coming up next year, he would probably win any seat wherever he ran. Then the House could elect him Speaker of the House, which would effectively make him president again. Because I don't think the globalists and people that control Biden, Obama, and people like Bill Gates and people like George Soros are ever going to let Trump run in 3 years. I mean, I know the campaign would start in a year and a half, but I just don't see. They know they're in trouble. They know they stole the election. They know the world's turning against them. And so I think they want to finish us off with a new lockdown and stage a race war or something as the cover for a great reset collapse. I think Trump needs to run for the House of Representatives and become the Speaker.
Well, the problem with that line of thinking is, of course, he could win a seat in the House, But there's no guarantee that in a caucus controlled by Kevin McCarthy and the Rhinos that they would make him speaker.
Oh, he would think about him in the House. He would dominate the whole place. He'd suck all the oxygen out. He'd be in charge.
Yes, on paper. On the other hand, if we don't have a free, fair, and transparent, honest election in 2022 either, then how are you sure we retake a majority? And a Congressman Donald Trump in the minority, that would be painful to watch. So there's a lot of ifs there. On the other hand, if we don't fix the election mechanism so that it's honest and fair in 2022, why can we expect an honest presidential election in 2024? That's problematic as well. All those things said, I still think his best course is to do what he's doing. You notice he's visiting Iowa, the site of the first caucuses in the presidential contest. He's then going to Georgia, one of the earliest primaries. He's doing the things one needs to do to become a candidate.
Roger, I know that you don't kiss and tell, and that's a good thing, but Trump isn't going to mind if you talk about some of the stuff about all the meetings you're having with him and what he's saying and what he's doing. All the other media that meets with him are people who don't talk about it. I'm sure he tells you don't say this is in confidence, but overall, how's he doing now? People like tidbits about the real president of the United States who had the election stolen from him.
You know, he's in the best mood that he's been in since the election. You're absolutely right. He's dropped weight. He feels better than he's ever felt. It's always been a question, I think, of whether he felt good, whether he had the energy, whether his health was sufficient. I think the guy feels 25 years younger just being out of office and getting a chance to catch his breath. If you go back and look at our epic interview with him, there's three amazing things. I look much older today. You look much older today. And he looks pretty much the same. I think his head's in a great place. I think he has the energy and the zest for this. He's still very pissed off about 2020. He should be. And I think that is very much a motivating factor. But look, he's a force of nature. He is a life force unto himself. Politics has never seen anything like him, nor will they ever see anything like him again. He's our best candidate. I've come to that conclusion. If you'd asked me this 3 weeks ago, I would have put a bunch of caveats on it, but not anymore. There is no one else. He is the leader. He remade the Republican Party in his image, and that's not going to change anytime soon. We're never going back to being the country club party of the Bushes. You can forget that.
That's been destroyed. That's why they want to have a revolution, a globalist revolution, and totally turn us into a tyranny, because they know they will lose in an open, free society. In closing, is it safe for me to put a headline on this live interview when we archive it to Bandai Video that Roger Stone, yes, Trump is running 2024, or Trump is energized, planning to run? What should the headline here be?
I think Roger Stone says Trump must run in 2024. That's the takeaway. I mean, I'm a political scientist. I'm a veteran, as you know.
But Roger, you're basically saying he is going to run. He's fired up. He's ready. He said he's pissed off about what's happening. So, I mean, the takeaway is that's your old headline last week. You're right. I mean, I think Trump planning to run. Trump strongly considering running in 2024. What's the headline?
Roger Stone says Trump must run. I still think it's
Roger. Let's get down to brass tacks. Trump told you he's going to run.
I would never say that on the air, but if you said it, I wouldn't contradict you.
Exactly. You're killing me. I can't. Okay. Yeah, we got to come on. You got the big story, bro. Release it. Hey, how do people find you and your great work, Roger, and all their frivolous? Stay there. Start driving. You got to go. I don't care if you're driving. Come back and plug what you're doing. They're suing you. They're suing you for the Capitol attack. My God. You were totally against it. We're not even part of it. Do 2 minutes on the other side about that, because you got to raise some money. So do I. My God, the Democrats are suing our asses. We'll be right back. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics
that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and Roger Stone, former chief political advisor of the 45th President of the United States, the guy that's credited for helping get him to run, tried to draft him back in 2000, is Roger Stone. Former political prisoner, convicted of lying to Congress. You only got Fauci openly lying to Congress and Clapper. Pardoned by President Trump. Trump was planning to not run. He told a lot of people that. He was done with it. But now seeing them wreck the country, seeing all the things that happened, and seeing all the support he's getting, he is planning to run again. He's lost, looks like, 30, 40 pounds. He looks better than when I interviewed him 5-6 years ago in that interview. As Roger Stone points out, I look a lot older. Roger looks older, but man, Trump has really just re-energized, and they are so damn scared of that. Also, if he's openly announced he's running soon, that'll make it harder for them to do these fake indictments, because then it'll be purely political. So many angles to this. Roger, I know you know. I know from other folks he's decided to run, so this is a big, huge news story. He might change his mind, but I don't think so once Trump makes up his mind. Tell us as succinctly as you can, and then I notice you're being sued for attacking the Capitol when you never called for violence and were in your hotel room, and the Democrats are doing that. They're also suing Trump. So let's talk about all that, Roger.
Absolutely. Alex, let me put this as succinctly as I can, and I think answer the question in a way that makes news. Until recently, I was not sure that the president was going to run. I've not only come to the view that he must run, I think it's essential for the country. Based on my communications with him, I now believe that he will be a candidate. I believe he's crossed that Rubicon in his mind. I think that's approved by the fact that he's headed to Iowa and Georgia, two of the earliest contests, and I'm on board. He's my first choice. Even with all his human flaws, and we all have them, he's still the greatest president in my lifetime since Abraham Lincoln. And he's the only one with the cojones to take on the globalists. He's the only guy who doesn't shrink from the fight. So, yes, I now believe that Donald Trump has decided to run and that he will be a candidate. And I say hallelujah and thank God and God bless America. To your second point, yes, unbelievably. Last week, a group called Lawyers for Civil Rights Under Law, which is a left-wing Obama-affiliated organization, brought a lawsuit against me and President Donald Trump, claiming that I conspired with others to deny the civil rights of seven Capitol Hill police officers and that my actions endangered their lives. This is called lawfare. That's the filing of a baseless, groundless, unsubstantiated lawsuit without any evidence to support it as a means of harassment. My lawyers estimate that this lawsuit's going to cost me $250,000 to defeat. It's outrageous, but it's being heard in the District of Columbia. So people who want to help me can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. I was hoping to close the defense fund and get back to having a normal, productive life and making a living to support my family. But between my wife's epic battle with stage 4 cancer and this whole new raft of phony lawsuits, I have no choice but to fight. So, the cupboards are bare. And like InfoWars, they have pinpointed me as the tip of the spear. They want to silence me desperately. One of the points of these phony suits, of course, is to try to prevent Donald Trump's name from ever being on the ballot. But that's not going to happen. And they're not going to win these suits. Victory is not their point. Harassment is their point. And no, I know nothing about the illegal events of January 6th. Had nothing to do with them. I know you didn't either. But the fake news media just doesn't stop. They just won't stop. And therefore, either will I.
Well, Roger, I think that's a key point. And you told me a lot of stuff in confidence. I've talked to others that have had a lot of conversations with Trump. And he was bummed out, but he hoped Biden wouldn't be that bad. And he was really just wanted to ride off the sunset and play golf. And then when he saw them persecute the country and critical race theory and butcher the borders and just actively try to destroy it, that he went from being angry to really wanting to fight it and is now in that really excited mode. And again, looks 15, 20 years younger. In fact, guys, put that picture back up of him in 2020 versus now. And I saw that photo a week ago, and I went and watched some of the new footage of him on the golf course. I mean, he had a big old pot belly, bigger than mine. Mine's gone down some, too. He got rid of like 90% of it. It's not even there. And he seems really genuinely happy and energized now. And so that is so exciting to hear that, wow, CNN's telling the truth when they said they hear he's planning to run. Well, you heard it confirmed here from Roger Stone. So, Roger, in closing, you forgot. You're also being sued by the IRS, even though you had an agreement with them and basically almost paid everything down. So I want listeners to know, we're not victims. We are warriors in the field fighting for the republic, You know, if Trump wasn't going to run, trying to get General Flynn to run behind the scenes. Our phones are all tapped. They know that. That's why they're trying to destroy us. You have no idea. And I'm not being, oh, I'm so great here. I mean, we're calling for Fauci's arrest and getting traction. So we are your warriors. We are your champions. And so this isn't just, oh, please help me. I know Roger lives in a tiny apartment. Mancow told me he went to it. I know he doesn't have but one car. This guy has lost everything in the fight. I have basically been pounded down to almost nothing financially. I don't care. I'm selling my nice house because I always did it as an investment so I'd have money on the road because I'm going to buy more product and more things and more equipment to make sure we can stay on into the future. I don't care, but I need the funds. So how do people support you financially in your fight, Roger, as you help get Trump ready to take off again and win the presidency?
Folks can go to stonedefensefund.com. You're absolutely right, Alex. I have two major lawsuits to fight, one against these phony lawyers in D.C. trying to blame me for January 6th, and the other one, an IRS suit that is entirely bogus, which implies but doesn't say that my wife and I have evaded taxes when, in fact, we've declared taxes on every penny that was due. This is, again, an outrageous press release. These are both sensationalized, but none of them have any factual basis. At the same time, it's going to cost me $500,000 in legal fees between the two of them. So, yes, folks can go to stonedefensefund.com right now to help us out. If you want to help my wife in her struggle with cancer, yes, the very best all-natural and homeopathic remedies like vitamin infusions and THC and CBD therapy, they're very expensive. They're tailored.
All right, Roger, thank you so much. Big news. Thanks for breaking it with us, and Godspeed. And with that, his Skype cut out. Let him know we didn't hang up on him. His Skype is cut out. Okay. Let me just tell you a little story. I'm always in a catch-22 where we're buying just enough product of our best sellers to fund things, but then a lot of times don't have money to buy more product. And that's why I'm selling my house, because I bought it. Austin prices have, like, doubled since I bought that house, and I'm going to use that money to buy product and hopefully get out of this cycle where I'm spending hours a day trying to fund this place. And again, you never know what a big seller is going to be, even though you know it's a great product. Sometimes I think something's going to be incredible and nobody really wants it. Sometimes it's just something we get to try it out and everybody loves it. Brainforce Plus, we got a very limited order of it. It's basically be sold out by tomorrow. It's so strong. It's so good. It's got all these herbs, all these compounds, and really high-quality organic caffeine, a bunch of different types. In 3 days, it's been 2.5 days we're selling it, it's going to sell out because we made a limited purchase. Now we're going to take all the money that comes in from the sale of this, try to buy even more and get a lower price so we can offer it for a little bit lower to you as well. But that's an example of, wow, this thing's really hot. Oh, it's gone. And now it'll be, you know, weeks and weeks, 6 weeks, God knows, till we get more. That's the catch-22. Also, if we don't discount stuff, people are used to discounts, they don't buy it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion has all the vitamins, all the minerals, amino acids. It's 33% off. Just spill some hot sauce on it. This is my personal stash right here. It's going to sell out by Monday, but I'm still keeping it at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com or toll-free 888-253-3139. And, yes, we are fighting hard. We are taking action. Support our local AM and FM stations. Become a sponsor. Support your sponsors. Make a monthly donation. Even though they're not a nonprofit, tithe to that church, but also tithe to the radio stations that are telling the truth and fighting for unborn children. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92. $50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Cares about transmission or obedience. If those previously infected who are 13 times more immune to being infected and 27 times more immune to becoming seriously ill than those fully vaccinated, according to current data, are treated the same as or better than vaccinated, I will conclude that they care about transmission. If previously infection is not given recognition as equally or more immune than fully vaccinated, I will conclude that they do not care about transmission and only care about obedience. We know that NYC just wants obedience. We know that Rutgers, who bans unvaccinated students from Zoom classes, only care about obedience. In a matter of hours, we will find out what the administration cares about. Well, we already know, and it's all federal employees, even if you have immunity or get tested, you must take a shot, even though all the science says it can kill you. I mean, you're something like 20, depending on the vaccine, 30 times more likely to have a violent reaction. There's a whole bunch of them you can have, a bunch of different disorders. If you have immunity to something, and they give you another shot of it, This is crazy. I mean, they are just throwing science out the damn window and going, science, 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 and just lying. Oh, we didn't leave anybody behind. It turns out they're blocking people getting out, confirmed, because they have a deal with the Taliban. They protected them in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and now China's taking over Bagram Air Base. It's just absolutely insane. Let's talk about Howard Stern. You know, I've tried to be nice to Howard Stern. He says he was a First Amendment guy, a bunch of vulgar stuff, but it's an adult show. He can do what he wants. I've been on his show. I've been on his network probably 15 times or so. But I haven't been on him probably 6-7 years. But they had a poll when I was on his show, and he went, oh, my God. It was like 89%. He said even movie stars get like 70%. That's like Quentin Tarantino or somebody. I'm the most popular guest he ever had on a show. Just like I'm the second most popular and third most popular and fourth most popular. Elon Musk has more views on Joe Rogan. You count all the other side videos Joe posted, like 20. My interview is bigger than his. It's my clips together. But yes, I have the biggest podcast ever if you have the clips. But it's not about taking credit here. It is about the reality that people are hungry for truth. And so to watch Howard Stern, Mr. First Amendment, who championed it and wrapped himself in it, just like Sacha Baron Cohen and so many others, as comedians, then turning around and saying, F people that died. Turn the stupid phone off. F people that died, these talk show hosts, and then saying, oh, before they died, they wanted the vaccine. No, none of them said that. And some of them were vaccinated. There's more people getting sick that are vaccinated and more dying. That's in the numbers now. I showed it last hour. And this is experimental. It was never approved by the FDA. They just lied 3 weeks ago, a month ago about that. And just said, we're calling it approved, making a new standard. And they had their own scientists, the number one and number two, over the vaccine program resign, Howard. But Howard, we know you're getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars a year. We know you're a whore. We know you're an old man with a stupid Bozo the Clown wig on. Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger, a real damn Nazi just like you, trying to force something experimental in my body. The Howard Stern show is a shadow of itself. It doesn't have any ratings, and his YouTube videos are a joke unless I'm on there. But man, what an enemy of America. What a piece of trash at the end of his life. Because he's like an ancient old man now. To sit there and act like that, just like that other piece of trash, Schwarzenegger, that said, F your freedom, F you. Well, you know what, Howard Stern? I pray for God to bring judgment on you, because you may not believe in God, and I pray for God to bring judgment on Fauci and Schwarzenegger and all you monsters, and Jimmy Kimmel, who also reads off a teleprompter that says to deny someone health care for a heart attack if they haven't had your damn shots that make you have heart attacks. Howard Stern is literally a spokesperson for the spirit of Joseph Mengele. Illegal, Nuremberg-violating crap. Shame on you, you Hollywood garbage, you soulless maggot. Burn in hell, Howard Stern. Burn in hell. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for judgment to be delivered upon you. I don't want anybody to do anything violent to him. But I want us all to pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jimmy Kimmel and Howard Stern and their master, Fauci, and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab to have judgment brought against them in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Will it with me in the name of Jesus. Let's show them the power of God. Let's see how they like it. In the name of Jesus. See how strong your God is now. We'll see what happens. We know what's going to happen. Wouldn't be one of them. Would never want to be in God's crosshairs, because vengeance is the Lord's. So let's go to the next clip here. This is Howard Stern praises the death of the people that were anti-vaxxers. Here it is.
But it's really funny when these radio guys are the best. Like four of them died. Four of them who were like ranting on the air, they will not get vaccinated. They were on fire, these guys. It was like day after day. They were all dying. And then their dying words are, I wish I had been more into the vaccine. I wish I had taken it.
You know, I have trouble drumming up compassion. And I think that's a terrible thing.
to not be able to drum up compassion for people that stupid that they wind up dying.
Where do I have that clip of that Mark Bernieri guy? Bernier, the guy who died. Oh, I got it. Here it is. This is the guy, I'm not getting the vaccine. That's the guy who died.
That's a great question. We were going to talk about that as far as the vaccine goes. You know, what about you?
I'm not taking it.
Come on.
Are you kidding me, Mr. Anti-Vax? Sheepers.
Ever?
Sheepers. No.
Anti-Vax. Mr. Anti-Vax.
And he died?
Yeah, he's dead. He no longer walks. There were three other guys, too. I don't have tape of all of them. And they're on the radio preaching this. I'll tell you what. As far as I remember, when I went to school, you had to get a measles vaccine. You had to get a mumps vaccine. You had to get, there was a ton of them you got.
You polio. Still have to. In order to go to school, you have to have certain vaccines.
It's not true.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you now, it's mandatory to get vaccinated. Come up their freedom. I want my freedom to live. I want to get out of the house already. I want to go next door and play chess. I want to go take some pictures.
So he said, F your freedom, F you. Hey, Howard, the people that have had the shot created the Delta mutation. That's on record. And notice that they're saying you don't get out of your house now. So you're held hostage, and so now you're blaming people's medical freedom. By the way, my grandmother got polio from the second polio shot, was paralyzed from age 27 or whatever until 92 when she died a few years ago. And that's on record. Hey, put up the AP article for Howard's dumbass. Majority of new polio cases worldwide are from the vaccine. You understand that, you stupid bozo, the clown creep? You stupid person. And he's not even as bad as Jimmy Kimmel reading off a teleprompter. He still said it. Somebody's dying. Don't give him medical care. But Schwarzenegger's the worst. They're all a bunch of Nazis now. Wow, Howard. Never knew growing up you turned into a Nazi, did you? But you are. You're a Nazi pig with a bozo the clown hairdo. You're a joke. You're an enemy of humanity. All right, I got to go to break. I'm going to come back with all the rest of these clips. We got a special guest joining us. I got so many damn clips here, but man, I tell you, these people are the scum of the earth. Absolute trash. Wishing for our deaths. F your freedom. F you. And that stupid Robin Quivers. Hey, you dumb lady, they're trying to make vaccines mandatory and force them. It's all a fraud. There's a vaccine waiver to go to school because there is no law. You dumb witch. You ugly hag. You sit up there. You're a bunch of old, creepy leftists sitting there in your rotting New York City wanting us to take a bunch of GMO filth out of these damn big pharma companies. That lady that heads up the FDA legalized Oxycontin for children and fentanyl. They should all be in prison. And Fauci will be soon. He cooked up the crap at the lab. Remember, Howard, you made fun of me last year about the puppets? And now it's happened. Yeah, you're going to pay. I'm serious. I think God's going to level Howard Stern and level Arnold Schwarzenegger and level Jimmy Kimmel. And he's going to level Fauci and Klaus Schwab and all of them. You watch. You see it happen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.